Jesse, so could you just explain what your job is?
Absolutely. At the Alaska Primary Care Association, I manage a federal grant to provide outreach and enrollment support to Alaskans statewide. All across the lower 48, and as well here in Alaska, there are federal navigator programs such as ours. And the primary goal with this program is to help Alaskans understand what all of their options are when it comes to getting covered with health insurance, and to help answer their questions along the way and help them make a good decision in terms of coverage for themselves and their family.
And so that is what you're doing here in Homer, correct? You're here basically to walk people through the best plans they might be able to sign up for on the federal marketplace?
That's right. I'm here in Homer today to just highlight this program and really to honor some local professionals here that are working on an ongoing basis on this this program. So at the SVT Health and Wellness Center, there are professionals there that operate around the clock, 9 to 5, who are providing this level of assistance. So certainly want to give a shout out there.
What are some of the things that you were trying to convey to people, maybe people who have already signed up for a plan on the marketplace?
There's a lot of things to keep in mind. You know, this year, for the very first time, there is an opportunity for every Alaskan to get covered. Effective September 1, our governor made a decision to expand Medicaid, which means now, through one entry point, via healthcare.gov, an individual can understand, based upon their eligibility and some basic information that they enter onto the website, whether they would qualify for a health plan on the marketplace or qualify to receive Medicaid assistance. So that is a really important thing for me to highlight for this year. If an individual or family listening currently has a health plan within the marketplace, I really want to emphasize the importance of going back online and updating all of the profile information located there. And this is really key for multiple reasons. The support that comes through by way of subsidies to lower the cost of premiums each month, that keeps track with that family or individual's financial information and sort of this picture of their life that's captured there within their profile. If there is a change of life event, such as marriage or another child, if there's a change in income, whether you earn a little more money or perhaps earn a little less, all of that will impact that individual or family's profile. And it will also impact the level of support that would be provided to better afford that coverage. One final thing to highlight is we're coming up on a really key deadline, and that's December 15th. In order to have coverage effective January 1, 2016, the listeners do need to be enrolled by December 15th, and we're coming right up on that deadline.
Right, and what happens for the people who don't hit that deadline? What recourse do they have?
I would encourage listeners to make sure that they do enroll by the absolute deadline of open enrollment. Open enrollment ends on January 31st, 2016.
What do you say to people who are a little bit difficult to work with because they don't like Obamacare?
You know, I respect people's values and their opinions on this matter. I'm in the business of helping people, and part of that is certainly listening and getting to understand people's viewpoints. The staff that I work with, the professionals that I work with across the state, you know, we come up against a lot of hard questions and tough discussions. What we can do is provide factual information about what this program looks like in Alaska. What we can do is answer questions about what the costs may be for that individual or family and explain how the system works. And ultimately, it's up to Alaskans to make the decision on whether or not they will indeed get covered. Certainly on the flip side, if an Alaskan isn't covered for 9 months out of the year, they will face a tax penalty at the time of filing their taxes. And so that's certainly something that we do also have to acknowledge. Those penalties have been increasing. So at this juncture, what we're looking at is, you know, $695 per person if they are not covered for those 9 out of 12 months, or 2.5% of that family's household income, whichever is greater.
Many Alaskans have noticed that the cost of healthcare is going up drastically in Alaska. How do you counsel people, you know, with this in mind, that healthcare is going up and is just going to continue to go up?
You know, I share that concern. I do. We're seeing steep increases here in our state. And we also know that across our state, we have extremely high cost of care. I would say that's all the more reason to be looking very, very concentratedly at what might be an option to save cost. What we know is, in the past, over 80% of Alaskans who have signed up for a plan receive a great deal of support to lessen the cost of those premiums. So if listeners are concerned about cost, I would really encourage them to go online. You can visit www.getcoveredalaska.org or consider calling 1-844-PLANS-AK. We're here to help Alaskans evaluate all of the options and find out how they can afford healthcare coverage.
Thank you so much for coming in, Jesse.
Thanks for this opportunity, Quentin. I really appreciate it.